This week's Torah portion, Tzav, from the book of Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, led me to this short story. When he was a young child, the seer of Lublin lived near a forest. Almost daily, the young boy ventured off into the woods by himself. His father, who was basically a tolerant and understanding man, didn't want to interfere with his son's daily excursions. But he was concerned because he knew that forest could be dangerous. One day, the father pulled his son aside. "I notice that every day you go off into the forest," he said. "I don't want to forbid you to go there, but I want you to know I'm concerned about your safety. Why is it that you go there, and what is it that you do?" "I go into the forest to find God," was the boy's simple response. His father was deeply moved. "That's beautiful," he said, "and I'm pleased to hear you're doing that. But don't you know, God is the same everywhere." "God is," the boy answered, "but I'm not." So I love this story for a number of reasons. I think it speaks to our primary need to be in relationship to the divine, to be in relationship to a higher power, however you may imagine God. The focus of the beginning of the book of Exodus is around a system of sacrifice, making offerings to God. It is the ancient barbecue ritual. The word sacrifice itself, the word sacrifice, helps us to understand the aspirations, the very purpose of sacrifice. The Hebrew word is a korban. And within this Hebrew word are three letters, a kuf, a resh, and a bet. Root letters that mean to draw close. To draw close, sacrifice itself is a giving of ourselves, of being in service. This path of coming close to God, of finding God. The boy in this story teaches the father a primary lesson. Can we find a place? Can we find a place that opens our heart and soul in such a way that we feel and experience the presence of God? The Italian preacher, Leon Modena, in thinking about this story, said that when people pray, it's like a man in a rowboat pulling himself to shore, to someone unfamiliar with the spectacle, it might look as though the man were pulling the shore to him rather than the other way around. And Rabbi David Wolpe makes the point that when people pray and ask God for things, they think they're trying to change God and pull God closer to them. But actually, if prayer, what we're doing tonight in our sanctuary and in your home, if it's successful, what we're doing is pulling ourselves closer to God. Rabbi Wolpe explains that this is just what the boy did by going into the forest. The seer of Lublin is about self-transformation. It is about the power of finding a place, a situation, or an environment that changes us. It's about the way in which, at our best, what we are trying to do is shape our souls so that we are more in tune, in line, and in harmony with what it is that God wants of us. Then, of course, if we are in harmony with what God wants from us, then we can be powerful, loving messengers of the One on High, to be of service to others and to care about the natural world around us, so often the place we most deeply connect with God. The Jewish musician Batya Levine channels the essence of Karov, of drawing close. One of the names of God is actually the name Hashem. Hashem giving us an endless palette from which to imagine and draw close to God. Karov Hashem. So before Aleinu, would like to invite a couple of our travelers to Prague, to Liberec, to Budapest. Lynn Linewall, I see you back there. Peter Pishko, and I just want to make sure that I'm not missing anyone else here. That's traveling with us. I think I've got it. And of course, all those in your home, packing your bags, including my bride, Nancy. This prayer, and Todd, maybe you can say what it is you're going to offer us.
So this is just a prayer called Tefillat HaDerech, which we wish our friends who are going on a journey the very best. May you be blessed as you go on your way. May you be guided in peace. May you be blessed with health and joy. Christ be our blessing. Amen. Every soul, may this be our blessing. Amen.